The ones we have under advisement. The first one under advisement is case number 9951. Also, that's our first case under...
Old business?
Old business, or a part of that, too.
Chairman, I make a motion to incorporate the, all the information, testimony, et cetera, from, for both cases.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by, in reference to, yeah, the 9951, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we incorporate the testimony from both cases, which would be 9893, into one. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye? All opposed? Motion so carried.
Well, if anybody was opposed, they certainly had an opportunity to express.
Sure did. Had to take care... Because this is the only thing that was left, just this one that was on that, for getting this other, I mean, filing again. We didn't have them on the other one. Okay.
See where it was, I don't see where it would substantially affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
I don't.
Or alter the central character of the neighborhood.
I think we've met everything. How do you feel, Mr. McGee?
Favor.
How are you, Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson? Okay, and Mr. Mills?
As far as uniqueness, there's really, no properties are really designed for veterinarian hospitals.
No, not really. Hard to find.
Make a motion that we approve case number 9893.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9893. And 9951.
Make a motion we approve case number 9951.
Second.
And I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and Mr. Mills, Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9951. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, that's those two.